Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's C. Sparky Pfeiffer, 55 past the hour here on 1250 AM The Fan. And as we're getting into summertime, make sure to get yourself that beautiful strawberry frosty over there at Wendy's. Coming back from St. Louis last week, had my chance to stop at Wendy's several times. Got me some Frosty Chino, got me some double stacks, and of course had to have a couple strawberry frosties out there in that hot weather. It was like 90 degrees out in St. Louis, not nearly as hot here, however, but still good time to get that strawberry frosty while it lasts. Probably only going to be here for the summertime. Joining us now, you hear him, he is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Check out Brewers Unfiltered with him, Adam McKelvey, and as well as Sophia Minner. That podcast available weekly on your Odyssey app, and of course over at the brewers.com website. Tim, thanks for coming on. I guess first things first, a lot of talk about Christian Yelich hitting right around 300 since the beginning of May. Do you think we've officially turned the corner with Christian Yelich?
I mean, just watching him play, you got to be encouraged. Because number one, I think he's just super healthy. I think you saw it a little bit last year, but he was still trying to get his at bats back up, and now capitalizing on this year. I mean, he is fun to watch again. I mean, you're out there with him and it's like, he's a video game. He's so fast. He's stealing bases. His, defense, like outs above average in the outfield has gone up. And he's just hitting the ball all over the field for extra base hits. So yeah, I mean, it's just, it's almost like a brand new man, but I think what we're seeing is just a guy that's super healthy and having a super fun time playing baseball.
Our guy Kurt Hogue over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put out a tweet earlier today. Brewers OPS by position and league rank. The only two positions where they're decent, top 10, is catcher at 750 and left field, Christian Yelich, 791. 10th at third base, 779. 14th in center field. And then after that, they're 25th or worse at the rest of the positions across the infield. And obviously not great. But how close do you think this Brewers team is to possibly busting out at this point? Because there are certain guys that if they get going can kind of help this team get on a roll. If Aroldi Tellez gets hot for a week or two, could really help things.
Yeah, you know, they're expecting a lot more probably from Adames and Tellez in that regard. But at the same time, you know, baseball's tough. And it's always like, okay, well, when this guy gets hot, this guy gets hot.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, players just, you can't rely on that. You know, you can't sit there and go, okay, well, somebody has to get going. You have to keep playing baseball and keep trying to get runs across the board. I think that's what this Brewers team is going to have to end up trying to do. You know, can't wait around on guys, just see if you can get it done. And you know what? They've gotten surprised, you know, out of rookies. And I think that's going to continue. I know Sal Frelick's tearing it up in Nashville again. He's healthy. We could see him soon. So, I don't know. There's a lot of optimism there, and then you start getting Brandon Woodruff back. You know, this team's going to be just fine.
It's interesting. Best teams through yesterday, Monday, when it was all wrapped up, Braves, D-backs, Marlins, Giants, Rays, Rangers, Orioles, Angels. No Dodgers, no Astros, no Yankees, no Padres, and no Mets. That is how the game of baseball works. We can talk about salary disparity, and that is a big problem, I still think, in baseball. But when you see a team like the Marlins hanging out there above the top of their division, in a division that most probably didn't think they could win, or the Orioles doing what they're doing, even though the Rays are the king of baseball still, it kind of warms your heart a little bit and gives you hope.
Well, I think in a day and age where everything's tracked and everything's, you know, you look at whatever, it's really just go, okay, well, what's their record? And people forget that these are Major League Baseball players. And guys can get hot and streaky, even though maybe, let's say, the numbers say they shouldn't be. Oh, this guy shouldn't be this good. But there's only a certain amount of big leaguers in the world. So any team can beat any team. I think that's why you play such a long season. If you just took a snapshot of a month, you may have a team that looks like it's better on paper than another team. And, you know, that's not a fair assumption. It's what can this team do? What can this organization do in the long haul when it takes 6 months to, you know, come out on top? So that's what I think I love about baseball the most, is that, you know, anybody can beat anybody anytime, and that's what makes the game exciting.
Interesting, this first game of the series against the D-backs, Corbin Burnes gives up six, and post-game you hear Burnes talking about they knew the Diamondbacks' plan was going to be aggressive in the strike zone and to attack, and that's pretty much what they did right off the bat there in the first inning. Then you had the broken bat deal play out and so forth. And he said he was just, you know, having problems with location early on in that inning. As a pitching coach, is there anything you can do when a pitcher is in that type of situation? Or is it pretty much up to that pitcher to kind of get himself out of that situation?
Well, now when you're limiting mound visits and stuff like that, like, you only have so much say-so. But in the moment, it's just really hard. It's really hard to watch, and it's really hard to go through it. I've been on the mound in way lesser, you know, games, not in the big leagues, but, like, just, you know, anytime you're playing in a game and you just can't seem to get out of it, you can't catch a break, nothing's going your way, you just have to ride it out. And I'll give props to Corbin Burnes of just putting your foot on the rubber. And sometimes all you can do is just put your foot on the rubber and try to make the next pitch. That's right. Literally all you can do. And you know it's not probably going to go well, but you don't care. You just, like, you know what, I have my job, I have to do it, and I got to stick to my foundation. And, you know, he did the best he could. And you do have to give props for teams to have a game plan. And for every, you know, you can have a game plan and there'll be two or three guys that maybe stick to it, you know, as far as, like, in the lineup. But props to the Diamondbacks for sitting there and just making him work batter after batter. Because I've been out there, and sometimes it's a lonely island when you're out there on the mound and you can't seem to get any ball to go at anybody and get an out.
As we look at this bullpen right now and how they've done, obviously Devin Williams, I think, appears to be the all-star for the Brewers. Yelich probably has a chance at it as well, of making an all-star team if he can keep playing well for the next month and a half at that high level. The rest of that bullpen, has it played out the way you thought it would? I think there were a lot of people that were really high on Strzelecki, and he started off good, and now it's kind of fallen back a little since.
No, I think, you know, with Strzelecki, I think he just threw him a ton. There was a while there where he was not just leading in games the first month or month and a half. He was leading by a lot when it came to games, you know, pitching. He was pitching like he was averaging every other day. And that's a tough thing to do, especially when you're doing well and you just assume, okay, we've got to keep it up. It's like, well, the more you throw, sometimes you do. Everything kind of gets watered down a little bit and you kind of lose your way. He's been in some non-stressful roles since a couple times, and he's looked really good. So I assume he'll be back to, you know, his eighth inning status in no time. But, I mean, look at what Piamps has done, Peguero. Trevor McGill was almost unhittable in the last series. I mean, just guys couldn't even foul a ball off on him. That's how good he was. So, I mean, it's shaping up nice. And you know they're going to be good. They have had hiccups. And when there's been a hiccup, it's been, you know, a lot of runs. It's been one, you know, a big hiccup. But when they need to be good in those close games, they've come through time and again. So one of the toughest jobs in baseball is to be in the bullpen and be sharp. Because we talked with Devin Williams on the podcast. That's going to be our guest when that episode comes out later today. And one of the things we talked about is, you know, Devin Williams says, if I have a bad day, the team loses. Like, that's what's at stake here. And everything all these guys have fought for, all these innings and all these small battles at the plate, they all come down to what can he do on the mound and to stay crisp, chase so your stuff is good and get outs. And that's a really tough thing to deal with physically and mentally and spiritually. So it was just really cool to to, you know, see these guys humanized, because it's a tough gig sometimes.
I heard Burns in postgame. Somebody asked him about the Cincinnati Reds and how hot they are. And, you know, are you kind of paying attention to the fact of the winning streak that they're on? And so forth. I've been paying attention to it, obviously. And Burns kind of said, man, it's June. Nobody's scoreboard watching necessarily in June. We're just trying to do our own thing and trying to get our team right at this point. From a player perspective, when does it get to that point where you're starting to pay attention to division standings and so forth?
Well, you keep a soft focus on it. Just like, you know, you don't want to be in the cellar.
Right.
You know, and if you are in the very bottom, you know it.
Yeah.
That's hard to shake.
Right.
And if you're in first place, you're kind of like, okay, cool, we're in first. But anything in between that, like, nobody really gets after it. Like, nobody's sitting there every day checking the standings. Nobody. It's there's too long of a season, and there's too much other stuff that you have to get done and worry about. There's meetings all the time, and guys do have downtime, but they're not spending their downtime looking around at what other teams are doing. They have a team that they have to deal with that day, so they're not really concerned about, you know, all the rest of the, you know, whoever's in the division, exactly what they're doing. When they play them next time, you better believe they'll know everything about that club.
Reds are going to be good for a while, I think, based on all this young talent that they have. Brewer's got some young talent coming too, though, so we'll see how this all plays out over the next few years. I had mentioned to you before we started the interview that I wanted to go over this player survey, anonymous player survey, of course, in The Athletic that they put out, and there's a bunch of questions. I'm not going to go over all of them. I'm just going to go over a couple of them that I think pertain to conversations you and I have had or something that is close to home for you, and this first one is close to home to you. They asked 100 baseball players, what is the best potential expansion city for Major League Baseball, with the A's now probably headed to Vegas, and with 2% Salt Lake City, 2% Vancouver, 4% Portland, 5% Austin, Texas, 5% Charlotte, 10% Montreal, 69% Nashville, Tennessee. Do you agree?
I mean, they already have the AAA sounds.
They do.
But yes, is it a big league city? Absolutely, it's a big league city. We're actually going to go to a game tonight if it doesn't rain. But yeah, I mean, it is. It's grown in leaps and bounds. It's showing no signs of letting up. And that's what you want. And people have turned it into almost like a Las Vegas type spot. You know, people are coming. It's easy to get there. The airport's easy to maneuver. And I think you're starting to see where people want to come there for events, concerts and football games and hockey games. And yes, they could absolutely pull off a big league club. That wouldn't be hard for them at all. The only thing is, I think they just greenlit a football stadium.
Yep.
And I doubt the taxpayer is going to want to sit there and go, yeah, throw another baseball stadium on there, even though we just built one, you know, a few years ago. I don't know. I think that probably is accurate. I would say most guys do want one there because the city's legit.
How about this one? This one player said, quote, I think the only issue with them going to Nashville would be that there are so many Cardinals, Braves, and Reds fans in that area. I think it'd be like any other team. There's not going to be a huge fan base at first.
I mean, I think what people don't realize is, so you can go walk around in Nashville a lot, and you probably won't run into too many people that are from Nashville. You run into people from all over the corners of the country. It's probably going to be the bulk of it. So yeah, there's probably fans from every different baseball team. They're all there. And I wouldn't say there's a huge cluster of just one or the other when it comes to like a specific club. I think you're going to find people are going to go, you know what? I'm a fan of this team. Just because, like, look at the Predators. The Predators came in years ago and they sell out like every night. And there's a reason for that. Is everybody a huge hockey fan? No, but the people that move here are hockey fans and they need a team to get around. So to rally around. So I think that's probably what you would see if a baseball team came here as well.
Now to the rules of the game that you and I talk about all the time. Should the pitch clock rule be different in the postseason? 102 players responded to this question. 39% said no, 60%. Said yes. One player said a 20-second clock would be better when seasons are on the line. Actually, why not 20 seconds all season? Another player, at the very minimum, the postseason pitch clock should be 20 seconds at all times. So your thoughts on when we get to the postseason, what they should do with this pitch clock, Tim Dillard?
Yeah, they should just change it right now to 20 seconds. I think everybody, you would get a lot more people just okay with that. Nobody cares. It's not going to add any more time to like the the end of a game. But when if you have this kind of stuff going on in playoffs, you are going to miss out on so many amazing moments, right? There's so much drama. And we replay this stuff all the time. You know, you look on Instagram or wherever, they're playing clips of, oh, remember this series from 1998 or, you know, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, every time you look back on the playoffs coming up, you're going to be like, remember when he got that pitch clock violation? Like, it's just going to be a different breed, and nobody wants to have to deal with that. So I don't know if you just do away with the clock, but if you dropped it to 20 seconds, you'd probably not have one violation the entire postseason.
Yeah, and that to me is interesting. Here's another one that I guess I never really thought of. How often are labor issues discussed in clubhouses? This one had 94 responses. 59% said the same. 32.9% said less than usual. 7.5% said it's discussed more than usual. You've been around clubhouses, so you tell me, how much does that actually get talked about in a clubhouse?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've actually been in a clubhouse to hear any type of that conversation. It depends on the year. I think a lot of times if it's you got the collective bargaining agreement coming up, you know, that kind of stuff, you hear about it more. But for the day-to-day operations, man, nobody really cares. There's so much other stuff to worry about. I'm surprised that many people said, yeah, that's what's talked about.
Last thing for you, who comes up with the video concepts that y'all do? Like, you and Adam McKelvey did the Clue one at Dim Tillard, if you haven't seen it. I was really impressed. Like, I knew you were good. I wasn't convinced that McKelvey was going to be all that good. He did very well doing his part. Yeah.
Well, he said that's his favorite film of all time. He believes it's the best film of all time. Well, yeah, that's it. That's what he said. I think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say all time. But, you know, I've actually gotten to know McKelvey really well these last few years where I've been a broadcaster, and we obviously have the podcast together. And, I just asked him. Yeah, I knew it was his favorite movie, and I tried to snap a clip that would kind of summarize, you know, just something fun. Like, I feel like that's one of the funniest lines throughout the show, or throughout the movie, is where they're just arguing, and it's so confusing. So I made the clip, and I sent it to him probably like, I don't know, probably like a month ago. And I said, hey, memorize this and we'll do this. And anyway, we never really got around to doing it. We kept getting busier and the season kind of got off and, you know, off and running. And so finally we were sitting down with Devin Williams and we had some time to kill in the media room. And I said, you want to do this? He said, yeah. And it took about three takes and we did it. And after we got done with our interview, I asked Sophia and Devin if they would be a part of it. If I was like, could y'all just look at Adam McKelvey? I'll count to three and y'all just yell out no. And they said, yeah. And that's exactly what we did. It took 4 seconds. So I don't know. It was fun. I enjoyed doing this stuff. It really had no agenda other than, you know what? Baseball's fun and you get to meet a bunch of people. And like, let's just have a good time.
How much candy conversations have you had with Adam McKelvey? Because he is the master of all candy.
Really? I didn't candy?
You've never talked to him about you've never talked to him about his melting of candies?
Melting of candies.
Yes.
Maybe.
Melts different candies. He thinks they're better microwaved and melted. And now I'm not talking about chocolate like candies. I'm talking about like Skittles and stuff like that. Oh yeah, when we used to have him on the big show, every week I would try and bring up some type of different candy question for him to answer. Oh, that dude is way over the top good when it comes to talking about candy. Very good.
That seems so strange. I definitely need to hit him up about that. I mean, I used to eat a ton of candy, but now, I mean, I think I try to steer clear. But if he's going to melt me some candy and swear by it, then I guess I'll have to divulge.
Yes. You need to have him melt you some candy and have you try it out.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll change your life, Tim Dillard. It will change your life. Adam McKelvey, Sophia Minter, Tim Dillard. It's Brewers Unfiltered on your Odyssey app and, of course, over at Brewers.com. Devin Williams, a special guest this week. Of course, Tim Dillard is brought to you each and every week by our fine folks over at the Fourth Base Restaurant It is the sports bar that everybody knows from the iconic movie Major League. But when you go back in there, you're probably thinking yourself, I have a burger and a beer and we're good. And yes, they do have great burgers and they do have beer like everybody else and whiskey and all that stuff. But they also got some high-end food that's going to make your mouth just go crazy. And you're going to be like, man, this is really like a fine dining restaurant, the type of food they give me. And you'll be so happy afterwards and you'll thank us both for going to Fourth Base Restaurant. Tim, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right, Sparky. Thanks, man.
You betcha. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.